Recently on UK Perspectives, President Eli Capilouto outlined plans for a new living learning space, actually several living learning spaces at UK, and a comprehensive revitalization of our campus master plan, all of which will require a substantial investment, including many corporate, foundation, and private gifts. The responsibility for raising those funds at UK falls on our Chief Development Officer, Mike Ritchie. Mike, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Thank you very much, Tom. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to be here with you.
Well, having heard President Capilouto talk about the Kentucky Promise, and also we all know about the funding cuts that the university took from the state this past year, what kind of challenges are you facing in philanthropy here at UK right now?
First of all, let me just say that, yes, I have major responsibility for the philanthropy or the fundraising responsibility at the University of Kentucky, but it's certainly a team effort. We have a great staff in our central office of development, but we also have a lot of great philanthropy officers out in our colleges and programs across our university. And collectively, I think a lot of work is being accomplished. A lot of good things are being done. I think the challenges going forward are going to be very, very significant and even heightened as far as our expectation. Heretofore, if you look at the history of our fundraising programs at UK, much of our effort has gone to the value-added areas of providing undergraduate scholarships, graduate fellowships, professorships, endowing chairs. We've also supported meaningful programs like WUKY, the Arboretum, programs over in UK healthcare, athletics, a variety of areas that might have particular donor interest. But I think one thing that is emerging now is happening across the nation, and that is at public universities, where in the past we have relied so heavily upon state support for capital projects. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to factor in a philanthropy factor into that matter going forward. And I think with the Kentucky Promise, the vision for transforming the University of Kentucky campus, as we look at the number of buildings that are going to be redesigned, are going to be added to, even constructed from the ground level up, I think we're going to have to look at philanthropy as a significant part of that.
And it's so important to have that vision coming from the president that that is so compelling.
Absolutely. And President Capilouto has done a marvelous job of not only casting the vision for how we need to be transformed on this campus, but he's also been heavily engaged in communication with a number of corporations, foundations, and individuals about this shared vision, because this is something that's being done not just to help the University of Kentucky, but to better serve and advance the state of Kentucky.
Well, you had a goal back in 2007 of raising $1 billion for UK, and that was a successful project. How has fundraising gone since 2007, though?
The old adage, what have you done for me lately, certainly applies.
Every day in the fundraising program.
We were very, very successful, Tom. Our $1 billion goal was exceeded. We received $1,082,000,000 in the life of that campaign. And normally at the close of a campaign, you see a decrease in the funds that are received for a period of years until you ramp up and maybe have another campaign. That has certainly not been the case at the University of Kentucky. The last 4 years since the campaign have been our strongest years of private philanthropy and fundraising. And last year, we received gifts from more than 52,000 distinct donors, totaling about 83,000 gifts, and a total work product was in excess of $100 million. So we feel very, very good about where we are. But again, the challenges are significant going forward.
And all of that despite the troubles that the economy faced in the last couple of years.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned that fundraising at UK is a team effort. So give us a brief overview of your office and the people that you work with every day and that we as donors have contact with.
I would welcome that opportunity. The Office of Development houses some of the major university-wide fundraising arms and programs. For example, our annual giving is housed in the Office of Development. Major gift fundraising, primarily regional gift fundraising, is a responsibility of our office. We also are involved with corporate foundation work for the institution and are engaged even increasingly so in gift and estate planning, and some people call that plan giving. These are the revenue-producing arms of the university in our office, and then, of course, the colleges have officers that are working with their alumni and friends as well. We also provide the support services for the philanthropy functions of campus. We have information services, research. All gift receiving is done by our operation. We are involved with the stewardship of our major donor corps at our institution, the recognition societies, and certainly we are involved in the communications of the good things that are going on in our program.
Now, traditionally, December is one of the best months of the year for charitable giving. So maybe tell us a little bit about some of the tax advantages of giving to UK right now. Why should I give now rather than waiting until January 1st?
I wish I had a crystal ball and I could answer that more definitively. I will tell you that there is some uncertainty, as everyone is aware, that in your listening audience, of course, with potential changes in the charitable deduction, changes in the tax code, the percentage of tax rates, et cetera, going forward. But we know what they are now. So you know what to expect if you make a gift by December the 31st of 2012. What you're going to get as far as a tax deduction, also what it might mean for your reduction of paying taxes for the 2012 calendar year. So a lot of donors are thinking about paying forward. If they're considering fulfilling a five-year pledge and they're in year three, they may go ahead and do that now, taking the known rather than the unknown that's going to occur after January 1st with whatever changes that come down from Washington. I would encourage people to look at their portfolio if they have appreciated securities and see if they have some highly appreciated securities. And if so, then I would encourage them to maybe call us or maybe another charity of their choice and find out how they can make a tax-wise gift using appreciated stock or securities where they can avoid capital gains tax, make a more significant gift, maybe take the income that they would have normally given in cash and buy that same stock at a higher cost basis. And again, we can give some counsel and some direction to that. The other thing is that they can make their cash gift between now and December the 31st to the University of Kentucky, earmark it for WKY, and again, would be able to get a tax deduction for that contribution.
And if someone wanted to reach your office to make a donation, what number should they call?
They could do a couple of things. First of all, they could go on the web, and the address is www.uky.edu/givenow. And they can just follow the links connected to that, including a gift to WKY, or they can call the 800 number, which is 1-800-875-6272.
Talk a little bit, you mentioned this, but talk a little bit about the stewardship of these gifts. That I mean, some of the gifts that we receive at UK, of course, at WUKY, we may have a $5, $10, or $100 a month contribution, but some of the gifts that you receive are much greater. So tell us about the stewardship process.
Well, let me talk in terms of how we try and steward our endowments at the university. Mm-hmm. We have more than 2,000 endowments at the University of Kentucky. 90 of those are in the area of funding endowed chairs. More than 200 of them support endowed professorships. We have another 300 graduate fellowships. Many of them are scholarship funds, certainly in all the colleges across campus. And we make a concerted effort annually to really reach out to the donors to share the impact, the outcomes of their investment at this university. We inform them of, for example, in a scholarship program, who the recipient is, something about that recipient, how they may contact them. We even sometimes bring them together for luncheons or make arrangements for them to meet at a convenient time, and that's very, very important. If they are an endowed chair holder, we want them to know what kind of research is going on, what the success has been in that particular area of support, how we can team better in the future going forward. And we take that very, very seriously. In addition, we provide an annual update of how much money was contributed to the endowment, what the investment outcome has been, and what the value of that particular endowment is at the present time, so that they know in a very transparent way what's going on in their investment to this university. For every gift that comes to university, there is acknowledgement. And we think that's also very important. every gift to this institution is important. We're very excited by the fact that we have basically, over the last 5 or 6 years, seen an increase of 50% in the number of people who are donating to UK. And we think that's an outcome of some of the stewardship that we're doing. In addition to that, we have at the UK Fellows level, which is the highest level of recognition for contributions to UK, now 8 categories that are being recognized on an ongoing basis. And this program is originating in the McVeigh Hall of the University of Kentucky. And recently we increased the number of fellows recognition levels from 5 to 8, and we've added a McVeigh level for those people who support WKY or their favorite program at the University of Kentucky at the $25,000 level or above over a period of time. And we've also added a group recognizing Dr. Frank Dickey, who was our president until 1962, at a certain level. And then we've added a Commonwealth level, which is the highest level of fundraising recognition for cumulative gifts to the University of Kentucky. Additional to that, we've added an annual giving club now, which is the President's Club. And I would encourage the listeners of WKY who have been so faithful to contribute down through the years, and last year about 1,800 strong, and to maybe consider becoming a member of the President's Club with an annual gift to WKY of $1,000 or more.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. And I'm glad to hear about the recognition for President McVeigh. Of course, he's very important to us at WUKY because none of us would be here, and this broadcast would not be happening had it not been for the vision of President McVeigh back in the 1930s when he recognized that FM radio was something that had tremendous potential, not just for the university, but to serve this community. And that vision is something that we attempt to live up to here every day.
Well, that's great, Tom. You know, there's something else about President McVeigh. In the height of the Depression, Dr. McVeigh started working with some of the colleges on campus, and my background is agriculture, so I know a little bit about what Levi Jackson Harlecker did there. But they made a concerted effort to reach out and create scholarship opportunities for students who were coming to the university at that particular time. So he was a person who was legendary in a lot of ways on this campus.
We also hear that his spirit visits these studios now and then.
Well, if you read his autobiography on the flyleaf, he makes this comment: "A university is a place; it is a spirit." So maybe the spirit of McVeigh is here in this facility.
Could be. Well, thank you, Mike. We really appreciate your coming in today. And you mentioned the need for a crystal ball to try to predict what's going to happen with the tax code and with charitable giving next year. So let's have you back once some of these decisions have been made, and we can talk more about the importance of fundraising and also the ways that it can be most beneficial to donors and to the community.
Thank you, Tom. And let me say to all your listening audience and supporters, thank you for your investment in WKY. It's a great, great treasure of our university and is providing meaningful information services to our population, and it's very significant. And this morning as I was driving into Lexington, I had 91.3 on my dial, so if some of you are not doing that, please do so beginning today.
Well, thank you, Mike. Mike Ritchie is the Chief Development Officer for the University of Kentucky. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.